Well, as we have most Wednesday nights, we got a good problem. And that problem is we got too many people on the line and too much background noise. So I am looking at our phone bridge here. I'm going to keep this into mute because there's just too much craziness going on. But I'm going to go ahead and just as people come on the line, read the different states that I'm seeing. I'm calling in from Colorado. My name's David Litt. I see people calling in from Missouri, Mississippi, Florida, California, Oregon, Hawaii, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, South Carolina, Louisiana, Kansas, Iowa, Texas. So those are some of the different states that I'm seeing. I'm seeing, you know, more and more people coming on from California and Florida and Hawaii. I'm seeing Ohio, more from Oregon, more from California, Missouri, Michigan. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. This is our Wednesday evening Perium Lifestyle Call. My name is David Litt. I'm hosting here, and we got some stuff to give away tonight as well, so it's going to be fun. I've seen people calling in from Utah, from Canada. In fact, what I'm going to do is make sure that tonight's call is simulcast. Let me go ahead and do that right now. All right, so simulcast is on. So we're cranking on all cylinders here. Big things happening at Perium, and Dave's going to talk a little bit about gut health and biomedic, and should be a really interesting call as always. Seeing people calling in from North Carolina, lots of people from California, lots of people from Hawaii, lots of people from Florida, Texas and Missouri and Virginia, and the list keeps going on and on. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and I am calling in from Colorado tonight. So glad that you're on the line listening in. I know Dave Sandoval is going to be on in just a moment, and glad that you're listening in. Oh, is that you, Dave?
It is.
All right, fantastic. Well, we got the lines loaded up. I don't know if you heard, but we had so much background noise that I had to turn off the sound, but we got people calling in from Colorado, Virginia, Texas, Hawaii, New York, Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico. Let's see, North Carolina, Missouri, Michigan, Kansas, Utah, Florida, Canada, Maryland. I'm just losing track here. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, Louisiana, Iowa, all over the place. So very, very fun. And I know Wednesday night's one of the most fun nights for you as you get an opportunity to share your knowledge and great information. I know that you're going to be talking a little bit about gut health, both from a general standpoint as well as our new product that you're going to be launching next week this time with Amy on our live streaming party. So it's going to be a fun call for those of you on the line, especially those of you on the line for the first time. Make sure you get your pen and paper out, your iPad, your phone, however you're taking notes these days, because I guarantee you that Dave's going to share some stories, some research, some information. It's kind of his radio show with us here every Wednesday. It's a real treat. You know, very few companies have their owners on once a week, and certainly even fewer have their owners on sharing the depth of information about health and wellness. And that's why Dave started this company 25 years ago, was to share his gifts, his knowledge, and the concept of health and wealth and with the world. So we're just past the top of the hour. Call's loaded up. We got no beeps on the line. We got no background noise. It's super clear. Call's getting recorded. Simulcast going on. And the one thing I do want to tell you, Dave, is I got a bunch of stuff to announce as far as winners. So at some point in the call, you're going to need to give me probably 5 minutes or so to announce all the different winners that are loaded up here. So I've got a couple of big long lists, but in the meantime, we got 25 minutes of fun and information from you. So I'm going to turn it over to David Sandoval. He's the author of the Green Foods Bible. He's our owner, founder, and moving into our new 40,000-square-foot manufacturing facility to create fantastic new products for us. And he's going to give a little sneak preview on biomedic and gut health. So, Dave, call's all yours.
Awesome. David, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. Perfect.
Perfect. Well, wow, you know, I'll tell you that a lot of people were just blown away by the excitement that we had. Sorry about that. The excitement that we had coming out of convention. And one of the biggest reasons was because of this this new product called Biome Medic. And, you know, for many people, it's going to take an educational process. And so I just know that people have to hear things over and over until it really makes a lot of sense. And so I really wanted to, even though many of you have heard it a couple of times already, I really wanted to re-emphasize the key points. I wanted to re-emphasize the importance, and I wanted to re-emphasize the potential of this product to dramatically improve the health of Americans from, you know, from our youngest, most vulnerable children, you know, all the way to our elders, you know, and everybody in between. And the reason why is because there is a part of the body that most people don't know much about. We hear about, we don't ignore it on purpose. It just was never emphasized in school. It was never emphasized, you know, by our doctors. It was never emphasized by nutritionists. It was never really emphasized at all because it was really misunderstood. And what I'm talking about is what we now call the second brain. And what I mean by we, I mean the scientific community, doctors, and those who are educated about this microbiome understand that there is no more important part of the body other than the brain. And in fact, it sends out neurotransmissions just like the brain does. And so we usually think of neurotransmissions only coming from the brain. We now know that neurotransmissions also come from the second brain. And what we call that gut feeling, what we call that gut instinct, is actually the intelligence of our second brain. Now, what is it in actuality? Let's say it again, micro, meaning small, and biome. Now, the microbiome is literally the same as a rainforest. A rainforest that is vibrant, but I want you to think of it more. I want to draw a picture. I want you to imagine some tall green grass, nice and stiff and green and strong. And then on top of it, I want you to imagine a lot of bubbles, sort of like, you know, those bubbles that you blow out with the kits when you're kids. So imagine all those lovely bubbles floating on top of the green grass. And the bubbles are the active, friendly, and, you know, defensive bacteria. And then the green grass, the blades of grass, are what are called villi. And the villi are really important because that is where most of your nutrients are absorbed. And this is an important area as well because it is where most of the toxins are eliminated. So you have nutrient assimilation, but you also have toxin elimination. And this is really important. But perhaps the other thing that people don't really realize is that your immunity, over 80%, some say 70, so we'll go to a lower number, 70% of the immune signals, of the neurotransmitters that activate your immune system, do not come from the brain. They come from the microbiome or the second brain. And even serotonin, that vital hormone precursor, over 70% of serotonin is also created not in the brain, but the second brain, the microbiome. Well, there's a huge problem that is happening right now. Many, many, many people, most people, maybe everybody in the United States at this time may be suffering from a damaged or a compromised microbiome. And here's the problem. If even 10% of your microbiome isn't working, that means that 7% of your immune system isn't working. That means that 10% of your nutrients aren't being absorbed. et cetera. And so right now, with up to 50% of many people's microbiome being destroyed or being compromised, you could only imagine. Now, why is the microbiome being destroyed? Well, it's always been compromised to a certain extent by antibiotics, by the consumption of alcohol, by a lack of fiber. These things hurt the microbiome, but nothing ever has destroyed the microbiome the way a modern agricultural chemical that was designed to be used with genetically modified foods. And this chemical is called glyphosate. Now, there was a time when we thought genetically modified foods were the biggest problem, but we now realize it isn't only the genetically modified food. It is actually the residue. I'm going to say this again. We thought it was the food itself that was making us sick. We now know that it's the residue of the chemical that's used to grow the food that might actually be even more dangerous. And this is the problem. Now, I'm going to explain it in a way I hope you understand. This chemical is created to kill all organisms that are not genetically modified. It's meant to be used with genetically modified organisms, and the genetically modified organisms will not die. However, non-genetically modified organisms, regular natural organisms, do die. Well, we have microorganisms in our gut, vital microorganisms in our gut. And when this chemical residue gets in our gut, because it's in the food that we eat, then our gut microorganisms die. And when they die, the villi begin to die. And when that happens, quite honestly, our bodies begin to die. And we realized that we cannot immediately stop the use of genetically modified organisms or glyphosate. We realized that even if we choose to eat all organic, that they're now using glyphosate in parks, on highways, in apartment buildings, and even on non-GMO food. They use it as a desiccant to dry it and make it easier to harvest. So even if your food is labeled non-GMO, it still can have glyphosate on it. And this is a travesty. And what it means is a travesty. That's a travesty and a tragedy mixed together. We made a new word, a travesty. And the problem is that it's not a joke. It's not funny at all. It's happening to all Americans. 75% of the food we eat does have GMOs and most likely glyphosate residue. And now we know that other non-GMO foods could have it as well, that it could be in our environment all around us. And in that way, we can't avoid it. And that brings us to the fact that we must repair. We must purge and repair. We must purge and repair, rebuild and defend our bodies by rebuilding and purging and repairing our microbiome. Now, our new product, the Biome Medic, says it all. It's like a medic. It's like a doctor for your gut. It's the gut doctor, the Biome Medic. And as you know, we are not, we're not the type of company that does things lightly. We have combined three amazing, incredible ingredients, each one alone that is scientifically proven to have a profound effect on gut health, gut permeability, gut detoxification, or gut rebuilding. And we've combined each one of these ingredients into this amazing, unique formula. And here's how it works. It actually has a powerful prebiotic that's made from wheat germ oil that's been fractionalized through a centrifuge. And by doing so, it separates out a certain portion of the wheat germ oil, and that portion has been proven in clinical studies to dramatically and rapidly cause the regrowth of the indigenous friendly bacteria. of the good bacteria colonies that are dying and dying and struggling, it is going to be like the most powerful food, the most powerful defense to get them growing again. Really, really important. To that, we're going to combine what is called lactospore. Lactospore is a lactobacillus bacteria. Now, the lactobacillus bacteria is the one that is in the microbiome. It is the primary and dominant bacteria that in the microbiome purges toxins. It traps and eliminates toxins. So we're now going to flood the body, flood the gut with a spore. And that spore is going to bloom and create billions of lactobacillus that are going to bind with toxins and take them out of the body. With that rebuilding of the microbiome, with that rebuilding of the friendly bacteria and the purging of toxins, we are then going to introduce fulvic ore and humic ore. Now, fulvic acid is really responsible for helping things move in and out of your gut. And so they're going to help chelate out chemicals that are trapped in your gut, and then the humic ore becomes a fertilizer that helps to rebuild and cause the regrowth of the villi. So you're going to have this massive reintroduction of friendly bacteria, the purging of toxins, the rebuilding of the villi, and that 1-2-3 punch is going to shut down gut permeability. It's going to dramatically improve nutrient absorption, toxin elimination, and all of the symptomology that has nothing to do with the disease, that has nothing to do with being sick. All of those symptoms that had nothing to do with disease but had everything to do with an unhealthy gut are suddenly going to evaporate, and you're going to be blown away, and your doctors are going to be blown away, and your body's going to feel better than it's ever felt in a long, long time. Now, people have asked me, well, Dave, it's got a fraction of wheat germ. So does that mean it has gluten? And does that mean I can't take it if I'm gluten sensitive or if I'm celiac? So I'm going to explain that there was a scientific study published in 2007 that addressed this, and I believe gave a pretty clear answer. But I'm going to explain the situation to you, and you tell me what you think. If you have pasta, and the pasta says it's gluten-free, it's under 10 parts per million. In fact, it's under 20 parts per million. In fact, it's 10 parts per million, very safely within the realm of gluten-free. Now, you're going to have a big plate of pasta, and the weight of the noodles is going to be about 150 to 200 grams. That's 4 to 5 ounces of noodles, not that much. And a lot of people eat a lot more than that, but we're going to be conservative. Now, 4 to 5 ounces of noodles is about 600 grams, okay, nearly 700 grams. And yet still you do not have a gluten reaction. We are asking you to take a fraction of wheat germ oil that is less than, if you take a full serving, less than 0.7 grams. Not 700 grams, but 0.7 grams. And yes, the parts are 200 parts per million, not 10 parts per million, but you're having way, way, way more total gluten, way more total gluten in the, quote, gluten-free pasta than you are having in the Biome Medic. So again, because of the super small serving size, even though on paper it has more than 20 parts per million, again, in the total consumption of gluten, it's actually far less than having a gluten-free pasta that is 10 parts per million. Now, I know that may not be the clearest explanation, so let me make it clear again. We cannot say unequivocally, but there is a study that said that if the amount of gluten you're having is so small if the serving of what you're having is so small, and for this it's like having literally one noodle, then there should not be a problem. And I don't believe there will be, but I cannot make an unequivocal statement about that. And we are going to continue to do studies. We have a great study that is going on right now. We are starting double-blind clinical studies on the product. And one of the things we will try to determine is whether or not it is safe for celiacs. Now, David Litt, I want to give you a chance to jump in if you have a comment or question, but most importantly, to announce some of our winners before I tell you what you're going to feel and how soon you're going to feel it after taking this product.
Sure. No, that was a great description, and really made sense. I appreciate your transparency on that, and that makes a lot of sense to me. That even though the side of the realm, the amount is so little. That was really clear to me, so thanks for explaining that. So I've got three different sets of winners. I'll start with what I would consider the smallest set of winners, and we'll go to the bigger ones at the end. So we had last month, July, we had a social media contest, hashtag GoBigIn2017. Our winner wins $250 in product shopping spree Ethereum, and that winner is Stephanie Good-Kelly. Congratulations to Stephanie. And then we had three runners-up to win a green drink of their choice, Kialani Schneider, Kim Dietrich, and Kim Bruno. So four winners there, one won $250 shopping spree, three green drink winners, and I got two more sets of winners, Dave. So you want me to do one more now or wait till the end?
Why don't you do one more, and we'll save the best for last. Not the best for last.
All right,
save one
for last. Yeah, no, that's good. So the next contest I want to talk about is another social media contest called hashtag powered by Ethereum. A little bit bigger prize this time. And we had the grand prize winner won $500, and that is Rachel Marie. So congratulations to her. And then three people won 2018 convention tickets, and those winners are Anisha Grant, Rachel Ortenz, and Ruby Chase in the hashtag powered by Ethereum. So make sure you watch your emails. Make sure you watch your Facebook page, because we every month run a different contest. I believe this month is, again, a Go Big in 2017 hashtag. So know your hashtag contest. Make your posts. Put the hashtag in there, and you can win hundreds of dollars or free products. So congratulations to them, and back to you, Dave.
Awesome. Now, I want to let you guys know that I love our contests, and it is so hard to pick our winners. And, we had our video contest, and literally 25 submissions, and in my mind, like 12 of them were tied for first and second place. Seriously, like just the quality was so amazing. For some of them, it was cinematography. For others, it was creativity. For some, it was just straight up talent. For others, it was the message and the power of the message. For some, it was the personal testimonial. For others, it was their power and their ability to share with other people. One, it was like the motivation of a child. Each one touched me in a special way. One showed the redemption of how you could come back from a personal challenge of alcoholism. And I mean, I'm telling you, each one of them touched me, and the poems that you guys wrote and the songs that you wrote and your pictures that you submitted, these are artistic expressions. And I love art. I love creativity. I love our family, because we are united, and we're also excited about this mission that we're on, and it's coming through in these contests. And I want you guys to know it's not about the money. It's not about winning. You guys are all winners. You brought tears to my eyes. You brought joy to my heart. And I know that you also got a personal connection with the company and the product through the process of your creativity. And that's part of the method of our madness as well. We want that connection with you. We want that extended connection with those who you influence. So please don't be disappointed. Please keep participating. Please spread the word about these contests so we can get more and more participation and more artistic expression, because we love that. We absolutely love that. Don't you agree, David?
Yeah, absolutely. I love looking at all the amazing Facebook posts and the films and the songs. And yeah, we have a very, very talented, creative community of people. So it's a lot of fun. So keep posting. We're going to do more and more contests. Promise.
We are. And the more that you participate, the more we're going to raise the number of winners, and the prizes will get more exciting, because you guys are going to inspire us, and that's important. So you inspire us, and then we'll inspire you as well. So getting back to Biomedic. Let's all say it together, Biomedic. And I always say it fast together, and it always ends up just being Biomedic, so please forgive me for that. So if I say Biomedic, I really mean, well, you know, it sounds almost the same, but it is two words. And again, I have heard so many stories, so I want to be really careful about where we tread here. So I want you guys to listen and know that so many people who I work with who worry about things, and this is not a cure, this is not anything but knowledge, okay? But the doctors I speak to who are working with autoimmune conditions always feel that by helping the microbiome, they're going to help the person. The people who deal with autism, the people who deal with other issues of child development, all say that the microbiome is greatly involved. Even when you look at things like Alzheimer's and other things, you know, this energy that comes from the second brain is really important to support the first brain. When you look at things like leaky gut and gut permeability, they always look and say, well, it's the microbiome that needs to be repaired. When you look at, you know, this fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue and all of these things, many of them go back to the immune function that is triggered by the microbiome. And so I strongly believe that we've pulled back the veil, that we've like uncovered a hornet's nest of problems, and that we need to, you know, do something dramatic to restore integrity to the microbiome. So digestion, elimination, clear-headedness, coordination, you know, bloated, gassy, you know, uneasy, queasy, tired throughout the day, headaches, you know, constipation, gassiness, all of these things and more could be attributed to a compromised microbiome. And, you know, this product is unprecedented. It's not just some acidophilus probiotics. It's not just some fiber product. It's not even simply a chemical way to shut down gut permeability. And those are out there, and yeah, they were fine. But they weren't solving the problem. They were only creating a temporary Band-Aid solution, which is great when you're bleeding. But healing is better than putting a Band-Aid. And so this is a cutting-edge product. I want you guys to know that We were told by marketers that we could charge twice as much as we're charging. We refused to do that, and we marked it up only the fair markup that we put on all of our products, even though it's cutting edge, even though it's exclusive, even though you can't get it anywhere else, even though it is life-changing. We wanted to make it a very, very accessible price point. And I do believe that manufacturing has finished the production of it. It is in quarantine, going through final testing. The labels are on them. They're going to be shipped and be in inventory, ready to go live 1 week from today. Am I right about that, David Litt? 1 week from today.
Yep.
We are going live, and we're going to offer this to the world. And so I'm super, super excited about that. And then, you know, as you know, 1 week after that, we open the doors on our brand new, beautiful, shiny system. So I want to give you guys one last piece of data, one last piece of information. We are about to open our doors in a grand opening like you couldn't believe. Honestly, everything has changed. It'll never be the same, and it is a lot better. Okay, that's called a 5-5-5. That's when everything gets better. Because of that, we're looking to get as many people on our team now. I don't want to wait and try to get people on the team once we pull the curtain on our shiny new Purium. I want more people behind the curtain with us ready to run on day one. So if you're wondering what to do between now and September 4th, well, the answer is get as many people on stage behind the curtain now so that when we draw that curtain to the world, they're there with us ready to roll. And I'm serious about that. If you want a reason to focus, and remember, there's good, good benefits to being in that group, some amazing benefits to being on stage behind the curtain when the curtain opens, like deeper discounts, better, you know, qualifiers, you know, grandfathered goodies, all that stuff. But the bottom line is the action is now, the excitement is now. We're just a few days away from really pulling the trigger on this. So, David, we've got some more winners to announce. And then if we can, I'd like to unlock the lines and let everybody, you know, just, you know, again, this is our dinner with Dave. This is our family reunion. And so soon after convention, I know that, you know, I'd like to just say hello again to some of our people. So announcement.
Sure.
And then
perfect.
Cut them loose.
Yeah. So one of the things that we did, and Dave, this was your idea, was to, you know, create echo groups at our convention so that people could connect whether they were there or not. And we created hashtags really for our text messaging platform, and we only announced those to people who were at convention and that made purchases. And when somebody made a purchase, whether they were at convention or not at convention, if they knew the text hashtag to send, then they were qualified to win. And I've got the winners of our big unadvertised text campaign. So we gave away two different people. We gave away free swag. They texted the word, "I got my swag," and the two winners were Teresa Whaley and Christina Jeha. So they won whatever they put in their swag, whatever they put on their MyPurium gear or their Purium gear purchase, they got for free. We gave away four packs of sprays. Yeah, so I got my sprays. That was the hashtag. Stony Eskew and Kendra Thompson, one of them was there. One of them was not at convention. They were in an echo group. So congratulations to Stony and to Kendra. And then we also gave away four packs of Biomedic. So Emily Watson was there at convention. Jay Bradley Knudsen was not. But congratulations to Emily and to Jay, winners of their four-pack of Biomedic that they bought. And they texted, "I got my Biomedic." And then we also gave away a couple of convention tickets. They said that, "I got my convention tickets." And the winners were Roger Ruge and Karta Elise Hassler. So Karta and and Roger going to convention for free. So all in all, you know, well over $1,000 worth of goodies and giveaways there through that unadvertised text campaign, which added a little more weight to our Echo program and Echo campaign. And next Tuesday night, we will be announcing how many people we've got going to convention already next year, but sneak preview, we have more tickets sold than we had attended this year. So we got 365 days to go till next year's convention, and I'll be announcing on Tuesday night how many people we've got coming to our convention but it's much more than attended this year. So it's crazy the type of energy and excitement that we got going on. So, Dave, if you want to hear some crazy excitement and energy, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines.